Most everyone I knew put the whole Gray family down. They were the poorest family in that little country town.
Howard always looked too big in his funny ragged clothes. Kids all laughed at him, and someone always turned up their nose. Howard sat across from me in the seventh grade at school. I didn't like it much, but Mama taught the golden rule. So when the spitballs flew at him, I never would join in. I guess that was the reason Howard thought I was his friend. After things had quietened down, sometimes I'd turn and see the grateful eyes of Howard Gray looking back at me.
Howard Gray, oh Howard Gray, somehow they got their kicks out of treating you that way.
Deep down I kind of liked you, but I was too afraid to be a friend to you.
Howard Gray.
One day after lunch, I went to comb my hair and saw they had Howard pinned against a locker in the hall. They were poking fun at him about the big hole in his shirt that had his left arm twisted back till I was sure it hurt. To this day, I can't explain, and I won't try to guess just how it was that I wound up laughing harder than all the rest. I laughed until I cried, but through my tears I still could see the tear-stained eyes of Howard Gray looking back at me.
Howard Gray, oh Howard Gray, I can't believe I joined them all in treating you that way.
I wanted to apologize, but I was too afraid of what they'd think of me.
Howard Gray.
Now from that day on, after I'd made fun of him, he never looked my way, he never smiled at me again. Not much longer after that, his family moved away. That's the last I ever saw or heard of Howard Gray. Now that was 40 years ago, still I haven't found just why we'll kick a brother or a sister when they're down. I know it might sound crazy, but now and then I dream about the eyes of Howard Gray looking back at me.
Howard Gray, oh Howard Gray, I've never quite forgiven us for treating you that way.
I hope that maybe somehow you'll hear this song someday. You'll know that I am sorry.
Howard Gray, we'll probably never meet again, all I can do is pray.
May you and God forgive us, Howard Gray.